Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast with Essan Coman, Head of Commodities, ESG and Emerging Markets Research EMEA. It's Friday, 11th November 2022, and in this week's podcast, Essan highlights MUFG's new ESG publication. The following podcast is intended for professional investors and eligible counterparties only, and not for retail clients. Any content should not be regarded as an offer to conduct investment business or an investment recommendation, but for information purposes only. Essan, you've recently published a comprehensive ESG report alongside several members of the ESG leadership team across EMEA. Can you offer our listeners the key takeaways of the report?
Thank you, Una. So yes, on the 2nd of November, myself alongside our ESG team across EMEA collectively published a comprehensive report titled ESG in the EMEA region, the corporate and investor guide to the pillars for the next phase. Now, big picture, the report aims to guide corporates and investors to take a systematic and rewarding approach to ESG as sustainability increasingly pivots from aspiration to action. And the approach we have taken here is to offer corporates and clients a clearer sense of where ESG fits in the broader scope of corporate strategies and active asset management, examine the gaps it fills, assess its place in asset allocation, and consider the metrics used to apply it in order to ultimately better structure the ESG journey. And so just taking a step back, themes this year, such as global inflation, the Russia-Ukraine war, the still lingering pandemic, as well as a host of unfavorable environmental and social events, have really been pushing forward critical debates about how best to accelerate the energy transition and allocate capital that can advance the UN-led sustainable development goals, maintain energy security, and support inclusive growth. And in this framework, Una, we believe that mapping for ESG requires a thorough and inclusive exercise. And we are convicted that we are entering a new phase of ESG marked by greater penetration, rising focus on product impact, and increasing scrutiny on both corporates and investors. Now, while ESG approaches and stages to phases vary, we view that the mass of the market as entering the measurement phase marked by increasing competition and demands for detailed measurement of processes, with opportunities to prepare for the refinement phase marked by broad adoption and emphasis on measurement of outcomes ahead. And with that, we do recognize that not all aspects of the E, the S, and the G are priorities for all entities. And it is unrealistic for us to expect that they do not have to make hard trade-offs within and among ESG dimensions, or that they can lead on every theme. And it is therefore for us conducive to observe entities that approach ESG in a rigorous, strategy-driven, and socially attuned way. And as such, forward-looking entities make ESG intrinsic to their strategy by defining, by implementing and refining a carefully calibrated portfolio of ESG initiatives that connect to the core of what they do. And so all in, Una, we believe that ESG isn't today and it isn't tomorrow, and rather it's a process, not an outcome as such, and the evolution of which postulates that corporates and investors that embrace environmental responsibility, do safeguard social ethics and strengthen governance practices will garner long-term economic value.
And drilling down into the details, Essan, what are the key findings of the report?
So, you know, when it comes to the E in ESG, that's environmental considerations, in aggregate, we estimate a total infrastructure investment opportunity of around 10 trillion euros by 2050 for the transformation of Europe's energy system on the path to net zero, which implies an average annual green infrastructure investment opportunity of around 350 billion euros. Now, critically, we believe that the recalibration of the European energy system and path to net zero by 2050 has the potential to transform not only the local energy ecosystem, but also the economy and society's standard of living. Now, the report dwells on the wide range of investment opportunities associated with what the path could look like. And these include, among others, the increasing uptake of renewable power, battery energy storage, hydrogen, bioenergy, as well as increasingly focused on infrastructure investments for power networks and charging stations that will enable a new era of electrification, an upgrade and or retrofit of industrial plants, retrofitting of buildings and other existing heating infrastructure, enabling greater efficiency and uptake of electrification, and finally, a greater focus on carbon sequestration, which are natural sinks, and carbon capture. On the S, so that's the social aspect of ESG, Una, we posit that a good starting point for thinking about social is to acknowledge that companies don't exist or operate in a vacuum, and social factors are primarily those that would arise in the relations between a company and the people or institutions outside of it, so things like labor practices, access to healthcare, consumer protection, and respect for communities, amongst others. Now, at the current juncture, the economic slowdown and restoked inflation are for us bringing social challenges into greater focus. And we highlight in the report key social spending categories that have grown as a share of consumer wallet for decades, such as education and healthcare, are being joined by more recent acceleration in affordability challenges for basics such as food, housing, and transportation, underscoring really a need for business models to be able to mitigate costs for consumers. And finally, Una, on the G, that's the governance factors for decision-making ESG, we accentuate in the report how considerations such as sovereigns' policymaking to the distribution of rights and responsibilities among different participants in corporations, including the board of directors, managers, shareholders, and stakeholders, are rising up to the forefront of ESG considerations. And from an investor perspective, governance factors are indicating the rules and procedures for governments and corporations, driving the screening for appropriate governance practices as they would for environmental and social factors. Now, whilst from a corporate perspective, the company's purpose, the role and makeup of the boards of directors, shareholder rights, and how corporate performance is measured are really core elements of corporate governance structures. And so to conclude, Una, and to reiterate what we mentioned at the outset, the report aims to guide corporates and investors to take a systematic and rewarding approach to ESG as sustainability increasingly pivots from aspiration to action. And as we go forward, we will be publishing an increased frequency of ESG-centric content surrounding thematic considerations in thought leadership pieces to offer our clients and the wider market key insights to help shape the industry standards and strengthen the decision-making process.
Thank you, Essan, and we've linked to that report in the blurb on mufgemea.podbean.com, and it's also on your research site, I think.
That's right, Una.
Okay, thanks very much, Essan. Have a great week.
Thanks, Una. Talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to this MUFG Global Markets podcast. Rate, review, and subscribe, and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for more information. Come back next week for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.